We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
State Senator Rob Ort is joining us live this morning. We want to talk about the green light bill and NY27. And on NY27, Rob, your name often comes up when it comes to the congressional seat that's currently held by Chris Collins. We know that Senator Chris Jacobs is in the running. We don't know yet about Chris Collins. And there's also the draft Bellavia movement that started this week. So with all of that in play, what are you thinking?
Well, I have friends in family that often ask me that same question. But, you know, this is an important seat, I think, for Western New York. It's an important seat for Republicans. When you look at what's happening in Albany, I think that's a warning of what could happen in Washington if Democrats and gain control of both houses of the legislature or even the White House, and we have to make sure that President Trump is reelected. So it's an important seat for this area, for this district, and you know, I'm evaluating whether I think I can mount a successful campaign and whether I want to do the job and think I can be the best candidate to represent the people of this district. And all those other things you mentioned, you know, whether Congressman Collins runs for re-election, whether David, you know, decides to get in the race, or whatever, or anybody else, those are all variables that I certainly have to evaluate. But those are also variables that are outside of my direct control. So I have to make my decision based on what I can control and what I know, and then those folks will also have to do the same.
When do you think you have to make a decision by?
Well, I think, you know, you probably talk to five people and get five different answers. For me, you know, I would want to make a decision by the fall, you know, of this year. Obviously, I think, you know, looking at a Republican primary in June, you want to give anybody who's in the race wants to give themselves, I think, enough time to introduce themselves to the voters. It's a big district. I'm fortunate that much of my Senate district overlaps. And I have already been visiting different parts of the district, but it's still, it's a big district. You got to raise money. You got to get out there. And people got to know who you are. And I think the primary, you know, could have four, five, six people in it by the time it's over. So, you know, we'll have to make that decision. I'd like to make it the sooner the better, because if I'm going to do it, you want to be in it all the way and moving towards that goal. If you're not going to do it, then obviously, you know, I have a Senate district that I represent, that I enjoy representing, and want to get back to the, or, you know, continue doing that.
All right. Well, we'll be monitoring all those decisions that will be coming from you. Now, on the green light bill that's in play here in New York State, being challenged right now by county clerks, and I know you voted against it when it came up for a vote in the state Senate. Where do you see this going now, and could this be challenged and challenged again?
Well, I think it absolutely could, you know, work its way all the way potentially to the Supreme Court. Now, that probably will take some time, but, you know, Mickey Kearns has done a great job, I think, being out in front of this. A lot of county clerks, including my own in Niagara County, Joe Yastrzemski, has done, you know, has been out there saying they have very real concerns, a number of concerns. I mean, logistically, you know, the number of IDs, foreign identifications that could come through, you know, many, I don't think many of the staff at the Erie County or certainly the Niagara County Clerk's Office are qualified or trained to even be able to read a foreign identification and know if, you know, if that's legitimate. And but beyond that, there's a real constitutional or legal question about whether a state can do what New York State has passed and the governor has signed into law. And in fact, Governor Cuomo himself raised some of these issues near the end when he attempted to be throwing some cold water on this. And then, of course, the Attorney General came back and said, no, it's constitutional and we'll defend the law. But I think the fact that he, a lawyer, and certainly a liberal Democrat, raise some of those issues. You know, I think there's some real problems here from a policy standpoint. I think, along with most Western New Yorkers, this just looks terrible. I think this looks like a state in New York State literally deciding that the sanctity of U.S. borders and the ability of the United States to enforce the laws, its immigration laws, federal laws, being able to pick and choose which laws you're going to follow and which laws you're not, I think is a very, very dangerous and bad precedent. And I think that's going to be all part of that legal challenge. So I applaud the county clerks who have signed on to the lawsuit, and hopefully, you know, our courts and our justice system upholds the laws of the land. And the laws of the land are, you can't come here illegally. You can't cross into our country illegally and then get the benefits and the privileges that come with being a citizen.
Given everything you just said, why do you think that so many Democrats in, whether it's the state Senate, Assembly, those who support the bill, are confident that this is going to stand up to legal challenges?
Well, I think, you know, if I had supported the bill, I would certainly say I'm confident in it as well. I mean, you know, that's some of that can be some bravado. It could be just a misunderstanding. But of the law, I mean, I'll give you one example. I asked the sponsor of this bill, Senator Sepulveda, on the Senate floor, I said, do you believe that those who this bill would benefit, do you believe that they have committed a federal crime by being here legally? And he said no. And I think that's an important distinction. So they just view the premise that those who are here illegally really have done nothing wrong. They don't have paperwork. You know, it's more of like an administrative issue. I think many other folks, including myself and many of my constituents, have a very, very different view at the outset. And so we're coming at this from very different angles. I believe that they have committed a crime. If I were to show up in almost any other country in the world, I wouldn't just be allowed to be there and get the benefits and privileges of citizenship without, you know, going through whatever legal process that country had set up. And there's a reason for that. I mean, there's legal immigration, which most people, I think myself and a lot of other folks, support wholeheartedly. Illegal immigration is a very, very different topic and a very different and important distinction, and that's what we're talking about here. People who have come here illegally and who are now getting the benefits and privileges of citizenship. And I said it before and I say it today, I believe this law cheapens and waters down what it means to be an American citizen.
Rob, we appreciate the time this morning. That's State Senator Rob Ort joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.